This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right. This opening is going to seem like a drinking game, believe me. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This part of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org, where any combination of my name, the name of the show, whatever. Get it wrong big, but as long as they can figure it out, first month is going to be free. Now, everybody needs to get out an index card and write all of this down so you can keep up with me. And if you don't write all of this down and you get any of it wrong, you have to drink. Ready? A South African machine gun linked to a 250-weapon theft by the granddaughter of a Democratic senator was found in the storage unit of a suspected murderer. Not making any of that up. This is a Vector SS-77 belt-fed machine gun and 7.62 by 51 millimeter NATO. Think M60 type gun. Sort of looks like a Marimont chopped down. Although it's real ugly. Not nearly as good looking as my M60 was. It was found in a locker belonging to Marcus Delgado, as reported by the Albuquerque Journal. Delgado, 46, took his own life in 2014 at the conclusion of a four-day manhunt following the shooting that left his ex-girlfriend dead and three others wounded. Authorities following up on the case located the weapon last year. Storage unit. The SS-77 is based upon the Soviet PK machine gun and designed in the late 1970s to augment the South African military's dwindling supply of infantry weapons caused by an international arms embargo during the apartheid era, still in production by Dental Land Systems. Very few were imported into the U.S. How the gun made it into the criminal underworld came from a 2009 storage unit break-in at a Torrance County facility leased to Stuart Anderson, a licensed firearms dealer. Among those charged in the theft was Anderson's sister, Cheryl, whose grandfather, which I take it to be his grandfather as well, was the late U.S. Senator Clinton P. Anderson, a powerful New Mexico Democrat who once served as President Harry S. Truman's Secretary of Agriculture. Of the estimated 250 firearms stolen in that theft, for which Cheryl Anderson is now serving time, less than 30 have been recovered, including 5 by Mexican police. I show this as incontrovertible evidence that all Democrats are evil and gun runners like Leland Yee. And you'd be a fool and a communist to believe otherwise. It is quite, quite clear to me. In all honesty, the whole reason I picked that out was just because of that first three lines. Because it sounds like I'm a drinking game. Well, it does. I think it does anyway. Now, I made mention the other day of Harry Reid saying that the Republicans should follow the Biden rule. Recently in an interview. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself. In 2005, Reid spoke on the Senate floor and insisted that he and his colleagues had no constitutional duty to approve President George W. Bush's Supreme Court nominee. 11 years later, which he's still in office, he's changing his tune. And in a Washington Post article, he writes, "The Senate's constitutional duty to give a fair and timely hearing and a floor vote to the president's Supreme Court nominees has remained inviolable. Except you're not in charge anymore, you decrepit old man, you." Chuck Todd felt compelled to point out the senator's hypocrisy this past Sunday. He said, "I guess I'm confused. Which is it? What has changed from 2005 when you said there was nothing in the Constitution that set a vote to 2016? Reid said something about his career-long goal of ridding Congress of obstructionism, which is his speciality. Then Tom asked an even more direct and obvious question, but I guess I'm going about what has changed other than the political party affiliation of the White House. Now, in this interview, Reid insists that there is no Biden rule. Biden was asked, somebody from Town Hall was on Capitol Hill and asked him about the Biden rule, and he said he wished the Republicans would follow it. So, could it be possible the Senate Minority Leader does not work? Does not know how the Senate works, or maybe he's making up stuff as he goes along, or he's just saying what is politically expedient to get this less than conservative nominee on the Supreme Court? And I'm hearing all of that. I hear all of the conspiracy theories about, well, Bill, of course, if it looks like Hillary's going to win, they'll go ahead and confirm her just to get along with her when she's president. You can't appease these people. You can't appease these people. But if, you know, here's the thing. Here's the thing about Reid to keep in mind. He's changing his position. They do this all the time. And this is, you know, it may be a shame for all of these externals to get in the way of them actually doing something. And then shame on Harry Reid and shame on the Democrats. And then they need to get in the line that's right beside the Republicans because they do the same damn thing. They change their minds all the time, too. They run as extremists and they get out there and govern as sheep. We've got to go along. We've got to reach out to our friends across the aisle. No, you do not. Republicans are just as complicit as Democrats on changing position. They've done it as long as the Democrats have. This is why Donald Trump's leading. It's got nothing to do with me. It's got nothing to do with what I wanted. Donald Trump is winning because he's not them. And because he's never attempted to sound like them. And even those that are, you know, even those that are hated, Ted Cruz, his only thing right now with the rest of the Republican elite, okay, not the electorate now, okay? But the only thing good about Ted Cruz with the Republican elite is that at least Cruz has been through the system. You see, it's all about the system. He's been through the system. He's held office, and maybe he is malleable. Maybe we could control him. But supposedly Trump went and had a meeting with, you know, Republicans today. We'll see. The fact that Reid is out here changing his mind, I think they should hold their feet to the fire and everything else. But if the Republicans do that, that'll be the first time they've ever done anything like that. If McConnell actually does what he says he's going to do, we should all reach our hands up to the heavens. This might be that change that we're all clamoring for, that reversal. That reversal of fortune that we keep hoping for. We'll be right back.
education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Harry Reid is not alone in his response. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048, this portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense.
Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Take them out at secondcalldefense.org. The White House also had some things to say about Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's newly discovered spinal column and his effective block of the Obama Supreme Court nomination. They got out there today and said they would stand behind the nominee through the end of the lame duck presidency. White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough told Fox News Sunday the president is calling on the Senate, responsible for confirming the presidential Supreme Court nomination, or A, to cast either an up or down vote. McDonough said, "This is an unbelievably qualified, extraordinarily decent man who comes to this nomination with more federal court experience than any nominee before him. We'll stand by him from now until he's confirmed and he's sitting on the Supreme Court. There is a third option. You'll stand by him until the clock runs out, and then you aren't going to be there anymore." Quite honestly, if I was McConnell, what I would do is I would get everybody together and I would say, okay, this is what we can do. Because believe me, the Democrats get together all the time and do these little plans. We get them together and say, we're going to have a vote and we're going to vote him down. We're not going to confirm him. We're not going to confirm him because of his view on the Second Amendment. He's disqualified because of his view on the Second Amendment, because of his background on the Second Amendment. He's not going to uphold the Constitution. He interprets it the same way Kagan and Sotomayor do it. He's already gotten two. Enough. Let's vote him down and let's let him go back and get him another nominee so we can vote him down too. Get out there and do a little planning. One of the things they do all the time, now they don't have to do that. They don't have to do that if they don't want to. McConnell? The thing they do, though, is they run the risk of too many of these low-info voters getting out there saying, well, they were obstructionist. They should have done something. He's the president, after all. Where's your respect? Well, yeah, there is that. McConnell, in defense of the Senate's inaction on the Garland nomination, told Fox anchor Chris Wallace he didn't think a president on the way out the door should be making the decision of which justice will sit on the Supreme Court, likely tipping the scales of some of the most important, potentially historic constitutional arguments. Top GOP senator has been repeating the call to let the American people decide which president should choose the next Supreme Court justice since the death of Antonin Scalia last month. Wallace challenged McConnell's notion, asking if a lame duck president should not nominate a Supreme Court justice, then should a lame duck Senate not pass any laws? McConnell essentially ignored the question and cited the Biden rule, a reference to Vice President Biden in 1992. Completely, you know, here's what McConnell should have said to Wallace. Does anybody think Wallace is a conservative news guy? Do you think he has any conservative... Do you think that was just to sort of stir the pot, be devil's advocate, you know, to jazz up the show? What McConnell should have said is, Chris, we're doing exactly what the American people voted us into office and gave us the majority to do. We're stopping Barack Obama. So in that, we're doing what we were mandated to do. And some of us have longer terms than Barack Obama. His term is going to be up very soon. We have 6-year terms in the Senate, Chris, and there may be some that come up for re-election this coming year, Chris, but the fact of the matter is that we were put in charge of the Senate to block Barack Obama because we told the electorate that if they would put us in charge of the Senate, we would block Barack Obama. And therefore, we're actually doing what we're doing. We're not trying to pass any laws. We're just stopping him where he goes. Instead of doing that, he cited the Biden rule, a reference to Vice President Biden, which it was never a rule. He made a speech. He was a senator and the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and he said the Senate should not fill a Supreme Court vacancy in an election year. Eureka, you get it, Machine Gun Joe. There you go, buddy. Thanks very much for that. This is when you had more hair. Now, Back then, George Bush Sr. was in office at the time, and the political conversation over a Supreme Court nomination was hypothetical because there was no vacancy. The next Supreme Court nominee, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, was proposed to the Senate the following year by President Bill Clinton. The White House said that in that same 1992 speech, Biden said he would back President Bush's Supreme Court nominee if he or she were moderate or if the Senate were consulted. Biden said recently, some critics say that one excerpt of my speech is evidence that I oppose filling a Supreme Court vacancy in an election year. This is not an accurate description of my views on the subject. Many have argued that the Senate is not bound by the Constitution in that regard, but by precedents. President Obama has claimed he is constitutionally bound. Historically, this has not been viewed as a question, Buffalo Barack said. There's no unwritten law that says it can only be done on off years. That's not in the constitutional text. It's interesting that when he wants to do something and he uses the Constitution to use it, he calls it the constitutional text. But when it comes to the Second Amendment, he gets out there and says, I know it's out there. It's on the paper. It's on the paper. It's not the constitutional text when we're talking about the Second Amendment. It's on the paper. McConnell's been saying the Senate's refusal to hold a committee hearing to discuss the viability of Garland and vote whether or not to confirm him is precedence, noting a Supreme Court vacancy hasn't been created since 1888. McConnell on Sunday reiterated the GOP-controlled Senate stance that Justice Garland would pull the Supreme Court further left despite the possibility of a more liberal nominee chosen by President Hillary Clinton. If that doesn't get everybody motivated to vote, I don't know what would. President Hillary Clinton, let me say that again. Gives me chills. The Obama administration and others are calling Garland a moderate judge, although critics say he's liberal, on cases dealing with the Second Amendment, which should disqualify him. But it doesn't. The NRA has called Garland the most anti-gun nominee in recent history. McConnell said, I can't imagine that a Republican majority in the United States Senate would want to confirm a lame duck session to a nominee opposed by the NRA. Good deal. Get together with your colleagues. Come up with a game plan. And, I mean, you know, the problem with that, though, is that these willy-nillies would get in there and say, well, yeah, okay, boss, we're going to do it. And then they vote with the Democrats. I see his problem. I see it. I get it. Stay the course, McConnell. I scared myself. We'll be right back.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's up, Iowa? You think things are going better. You think there's a glimmer of hope. And your state seems to lead the way, and then it turns out not to be the case. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Check them out, secondcalldefense.org. Don't go outside carrying a gun walking alone. This past Friday, in the upstate of South Carolina, we had a cop killed. This was a young man. He was killed primarily because he could keep up with his assailant. That's recent events. You see, we had this really bad mass murder at Emmanuel AME Episcopal Church in Charleston last year. And South Carolina, and more importantly, that congregation at that church led the way. They did their own inspirational racial healing. They healed their own souls. They didn't get out there. They didn't politicize it. They didn't do anything. That lesson, that example of grace, that transcends race. Grace that transcends race. That lesson did not reach Greenville, which is a city very near me in the upstate of South Carolina. I live right outside of Greenville. Everything I do is in Greenville.
Last Friday, a Greenville police officer was slain while pursuing a suspect. I'm not going to say he was a young guy. He's younger than me. His name was Alan Jacobs. He died in a hail of gunfire Friday while chasing a confirmed and self-described gang member who then, after shooting the cop, shot himself, according to Greenville Police Chief Ken Miller. Jacobs was a 28-year-old officer, decorated Iraq War veteran, leaves behind a pregnant wife and two young sons. Addressing the media several hours later at City Hall in downtown Greenville, Miller said Jacobs' gun was still holstered when he was shot by the suspect, 17-year-old Don T. Perry McKay, about 12:30 p.m. behind a house in the Nickeltown community. Nickeltown is well known for being the former home of the Jesse Jackson townhomes, which is those were bad parts of town. They're not as bad now. Things have changed, but they're still bad. They can be bad, but I mean, that can happen anywhere. That really can happen anywhere at any time. It doesn't matter where it's at. Jacobs and his partner were on patrol when they spotted McKay on Rebecca Street and pulled over for a field interview. The first word that came out was they were trying to serve a warrant. McKay ran, leading officers on a foot chase that snaked through woods and behind houses. Officer Jacobs, according to Chief Miller, was quite fit and quite fast, and he kept pace with the suspects. So about 20 seconds after the chase was called in on police radio, a second report came of shots fired. 11 seconds later, as Jacobs rounded a house near the intersection of Ackley Road, his partner radioed in saying an officer was down. He was struck multiple times despite wearing a bulletproof vest. Officers gave him CPR, and Jacobs was taken to Greenville Memorial Hospital, where he died, which is the same hospital that I lived, my life was saved in. Suspect kept running for about a half mile, crossing onto Baxter Street toward a spur to what is called Swamp Rabbit Trail, which they're trying to gentrify certain areas of Greenville. So they've got this really, they've got this thing called the Swamp Rabbit Trail, which takes you, you're in some of the nicest parts of Greenville, and at the same time, you're going around in some places where, you know, fools don't dare to travel. And all of the, you know, and the yuppies go out there. I mean, the low-info voters, the ones that don't pay attention, the non-aware, they go out there and they ride bikes and they look good doing it. And then occasionally they get knocked off of their bike and beat up on the trail. Although I have heard it's getting a little bit better. When McKay got to the spur of Swamp Rabbit Trail, two officers were there waiting. Cornered, Miller said the officer saw the suspect call his mother before taking his own life. What followed that was a little troubling. Hence my reference to the people of the good people of Charleston from that church where they put grace before race. A vigil was held at Nickeltown Missionary Baptist Church to honor the family of the slain suspect, and some claimed the family of the slain officer. But pictures of the rally published in Greenville Online show black power salutes being offered from the stage and returned from the audience. Now, that's an Alinsky trait. It's called the rubbing raw. That's where one side is led to go after the other side. Both families here deserve sympathy for their losses. Young Mr. McKay was a gang member. Young Mr. Jacobs was a police officer. So, is this family saying that their young thug who killed a cop maybe should have just been left alone? Should we just leave him alone? I'm going to throw something at you really, really quick. Once you look at the homicides here in the United States today, if you look at the homicides in the United States that they attribute to anything, 80% of all murders are drug-related. Okay? So that means that all these murders that occur, half of all murder victims are black. Half of all the murderers are black. And yet, somebody's out there convincing black America in certain places that they don't have an enemy within. They have an enemy from the outside. Now, most of the white guys that die here in the United States die at their own hand. They kill themselves. The biggest cause for white men is suicide. The biggest cause for death for young black men is murder. Them getting out there and doing this when the murderer killed himself. The cops didn't kill this kid. The murderer killed himself. Come on. Help me out with this one, somebody. That's troubling for me. I've always thought the South Carolina sort of exists in a cocoon. Sometimes a partial stupidity due to the people we keep electing in office, but the people are so very good for the most part. Now we got this happening. Yeah. Okay. That just means eyes open all the time. I've started carrying 3 magazines when I go out anymore anyway with my gun, so that's perfectly okay with me, eh? Okay. Black power. How about grace before race? How about human power? How about put that aside? It's 2016, people. I'm not sticking it out there. Why you got to stick it out there? Find out. We'll be right back.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Recently, some disruptors showed up at a Trump rally in Chicago. You remember I said that there's an Alinsky tactic called rubbing raw. Let's talk about this. First thing that came to mind for a lot of people, because it was in Chicago, was that America's most notorious community organizer could be the wizard behind the curtain orchestrating what was being sold as an organic occurrence. In the 1971 book Rules for Radicals, the late author Saul Alinsky could have been describing Obama's last 7 years in office when he wrote that a really good organizer should be an abrasive agent to rub raw the resentments of the people of the community, to fan latent hostilities of many of the people to the point of overt expressions. Father of community organizing taught that once people are whipping up to a fighting pitch, the agitated could be directed to participate in rowdy demonstrations. By employing those techniques on the international level, Alinsky's star pupil, Barack Obama, has successfully managed to whip up global chaos. Back in Chicago in the early 1980s, Greg Galuzzo taught student Barack Obama to avoid the spotlight, because the fundamental goal of a grassroots activist is to lead indigenous communities to believe they were taking action independently. 2016 election protests continue to gather steam. It appears as if Galuzzo's street-smart pupil is having trouble hiding his preoccupation with the Republican candidates. Now, so far, Obama hasn't acknowledged whether underground bomber Bill Ayers protesting Trump in Chicago. He's been low-key about Black Lives Matter Chicago leader Island Pulley visiting the White House for Black History Month a few weeks. And then before Black Lives Matter shut down Trump in Chicago. He's even managed to remain mum about his associations with the Soros Finance MoveOn.org or Chicago's Democratic Socialists of America or the Communist Party USA, all of whom have also caused disruptions at recent Trump rallies. In addition to some of the president's dearest friends, the motley crew of community organizing characters on the march also includes like-minded Bernie supporters who promise that if Donald J. Trump wins the Republican nomination, mass civil disobedience is scheduled to take place that will make Chicago's 1968 Battle of Michigan Avenue look like a block party. That's why, despite a poor attempt at keeping a low profile, if Obama believes the Alinsky-style direct action possesses the power to keep a Republican billionaire populist or a teabagging constitutionalist out of the White House, it's doubtful that he will be able to sit back and let his skills he honed in Chicago go to waste. After years of observing this president's partisan bullying, one thing is certain. No matter how he's trying to hide it, over his last two terms, his intrinsic dedication to Alinsky has never wavered. Think back in the 2008 election. Remember when the new Black Panthers intimidated white voters with billy clubs at a Philadelphia polling place. Then, of course, that was dismissed. Then remember how the Tea Party was targeted and harassed by the IRS prior to the 2012 election. In 2008, Saul Alinsky's son, L. David Alinsky, wrote the following about his father's most dedicated former student. Barack Obama's training in Chicago by the great community organizers is showing its effectiveness. It's an amazingly powerful format and the method my late father always works to get the message out and get the supporters on board. When executed meticulously and thoughtfully, it is a powerful strategy for initiating change and making it really happen. Obama learned his lesson well. That's why if America is fundamentally transforming into an Alinsky playground, and if prior to a public demonstration, Black Lives Matter Chicago just happens to suddenly drop in on the White House, Barack Obama should be a suspect. Now think about this. Every time he disparages a Republican candidate, he's merely exercising the Alinsky tactic of ridicule that he used so well on the south side of Chicago. Recently, at a St. Patrick's Day gathering, Obama had this to say. The longer we allow the political rhetoric of late to continue, and the longer we tacitly approve it, we create a permission structure that allows the animosity in one corner of our politics to infect our broader society. And animosity breeds animosity. So by choosing to forego nibbling on Irish soda bread and discussing his Monegal roots, he turned the luncheon into an opportunity to fuel street-level strife. By doing what comes naturally, Alinsky, his charge purposely contributed to the vicious atmosphere he claims to reject. And for those who tend to compartmentalize, these St. Patrick Day sentiments came from a verbally vindictive Pole who, when not busy stirring up international turmoil, breeds domestic animosity by depicting white Americans as religious fanatic gunslingers, looking to express antipathy toward people who aren't like them. If you keep with that line of thinking, Barack Obama habitually panders to black Americans, Latinos, young voters, and women. By doing this, this president confirms that the principal objective of anything he says and does is directly related to organizing communities to take action on behalf of the left's interest. And despite all of this and other not so well hidden attempts to practice street activism, he does seem somewhat uneasy right now, Barack does. Recently at a DNC event in Austin, Texas, he expressed apprehension when he pointed out that change doesn't happen overnight. We never get 100% of change. So apart from the personal satisfaction this subversive enjoys from the extensive damage he's already done here in America, if ever there was a reason to drag into the middle of the Oval Office, the infamous chalkboard young Barry used when marshaling the Chicago multitudes. Fear that hope and change will be toppled by someone like Trump would be that reason. Going to undo everything he's had happen so far. Are you unconvinced by this? Remember that prior to the failed Arab Spring, it was Obama that helped organize the Arab Street. So as the largest civil disobedience action of the century looms on the American street, there's little doubt that deep in the bowels of the White House, Barack Obama is organizing Democrats to usher in the Democracy Spring. The panic is coming. Rubbing raw. Getting out there and identifying that which is divisive and then irritating this over and over and over and over. In this particular case, like what would happen here in South Carolina, doesn't even apply. Doesn't even apply. The police didn't kill this kid. This kid killed this kid. Killed a cop. Then he killed himself. And the cops were there. They could have shot him. They didn't shoot him. He had time to call his mom before he killed himself. And yet, this is happening. That's the stage we have set today. For all of you out there that think Trump can't beat Clinton, Clinton got to go at all costs. If she doesn't get indicted, she got to go one way or the other. We do not need a President Hillary Clinton. I think Trump can beat her like a bass drum. I think that there's not enough Democratic voters turning out. I think most of the Democrats don't trust her. They don't find her honorable or honest. In any event, we'll do it again tomorrow, 21 hours from now. And remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.